This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Vidya Devi Bhandari conferred the Women Political Leaders Trailblazer Award 2022. Prime Minister Shabadu Dewa directs concerned agencies to lead rescue and relief efforts in quick-hit areas, expressing sadness over the loss of lives and properties in Doti. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia warns of action over violation of election code of conduct. And U.S. President Joe Biden says he intends to rerun for presidential elections in 2024. Now the news in detail. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has been conferred the Women Political Leaders Trailblazer Award presented by the Women's Political Leaders Forum in Iceland. President Bhandari received the prestigious award from the founder and president of Women Political Leaders, Silvana Koch-Merin, at a function held in Reykjavik, Iceland yesterday. The president also attended the Reykjavik Global Forum of Women Political Leaders as the special guest. She addressed the forum as a keynote speaker. President Bhandari is returning home on the 12th of November. The government has fixed the support price of rice. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development shared yesterday that the government fixed the price of a quintal of coarse rice at 2,967 rupees, the medium fine rice at 3,128 rupees for the fiscal year 2079-80. In the current fiscal year, the government-owned food management and trade company aims to buy 300,000 metric tons of rice. Similarly, the government has allocated 330 million rupees for purchasing rice through agriculture cooperatives at the support price. As per the existing work procedure, the agriculture cooperatives buying the rice at the support price will be provided incentives of 112 rupees per quintal. Prime Minister Shabadu Dewa has said the country's revised political and administrative map was endorsed with a collective voice from the parliament. The new map of the country has included the Nepali territories of Kalapani, Limpiadhura and Lipu Lake. Addressing a mass gathering at Gokuleshwar in Darchula yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa accused CPN-UML leader KP Sharma Oli of circulating propaganda related to the passage of the revised map. Pledging to bring Gokuleshwar Airport into operation and removing ropeway river crossings, the Prime Minister assured the construction of a bridge in Darchula soon. Also addressing the same mass gathering, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda claimed that the existing alliance of the ruling parties was formed to counter the attempt to push the country towards regression. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has warned that the violation of the Election Code of Conduct and the Commission's directives would not be tolerated. Addressing a program at the Commission's office yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia said that cooperation from political parties, candidates, public offices and stakeholders was needed to hold elections impartially and in a fearless environment. The Chief Commissioner urged youths to optimize the use of social networking sites and other mediums to motivate the educated voters to vote. A 6.6 magnitude earthquake yesterday in Doti killed 6 people, leaving 5 others injured. Doti's Deputy Superintendent of Police, Pola Bhatta, confirmed the deaths of 6 people, saying some houses had collapsed at Gairagaon of Purbichauki Rural Municipality, Ward No. 3 in the district. Local authorities say dozens of houses in rural areas have been flattened by the three termers. Meanwhile, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has expressed his deepest grief over the loss of lives and properties due to the 3 earthquakes. Extending condolences to the bereaved families, Vice President Pun urged the concerned authorities to promptly provide relief to the victims. Similarly, expressing condolences to the bereaved families, Prime Minister Shebadar Dewa directed concerned agencies to take all necessary steps to ensure relief and treatment of the affected people. Likewise, Home Minister Balkrishna Khan has also directed the subordinate bodies to promptly rescue and manage relief and treatment of those injured in the earthquakes. The Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Dr. Vaikuntha Ariyal, has said the public media should inform voters with credible, impartial and balanced news during the election period. Speaking during yesterday's training session on election-related coverage held at Radio Nepal, Secretary Dr. Ariyal urged the media workers to disseminate authentic information during the time of election and vote counting. Also speaking on the occasion, the Secretary at the Election Commission, Gokarna Mani Duari, stressed the media's role in making the election successful and acceptable for all. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Baju Darshan.
Bhagyamani Babu. Ramrari aipugnu bhayo ni.
Hajur, ramrari pugye. U chai mero college ko best friend.
Namaste Baju.
Namaste. Aunu na bhitrai.
Huncha Baju.
Ani dada ta office gaisaknu bhayo hai.
Uha ta bihanai ho. Huncha tapaiharu fresh hudai garnu na. Ma khana tayar gardai garchu hai.
Has, has Baju.
Oi, wifi hola ni. Password magna.
Ha, ta pani NTC ko sasto day pack chhadai cha ni.
E ho ra.
NTC ko day pack lina *1415# dial garna.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. US President Joe Biden has said he intends to run for re-election and would likely make a final decision by early next year after declaring the results of Tuesday's midterm elections good for democracy. White House officials expressed a sense of vindication that Biden's fellow Democrats did better than expected. Biden, who turns 80 this month, has faced questions on whether he will seek a second term. A Biden adviser said preparatory discussions for a 2024 campaign were underway. Now, cricket. Pakistan has reached the final of the ICC T20 World Cup being held in Australia. Pakistan defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets to book a place in the final, opting to bat first in the match yesterday after winning the toss. New Zealand could only make 152 runs at the loss of 4 wickets in the allocated 20 overs. In reply, Pakistan chased the target of 150 runs at the loss of just 3 wickets with 5 balls to spare. Now Pakistan will take on either India or England, whoever wins today's semi-final match. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in a few places in the hilly region of Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places in the western high mountainous region and at one or two places in the central and eastern high mountainous regions. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Vidyadevi Bhandari conferred the Women Political Leaders Trailblazer Award 2022. Prime Minister Shebadar Dewa directs concerned agencies to lead rescue and relief efforts in quake-hit areas, expressing sadness over the loss of lives and properties in Doti. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia warns of action over violation of Election Code of Conduct, and US President Joe Biden says he intends to rerun for presidential elections in 2024. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.